All right, everyone, we are back on the next episode of V Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
What's up, man? Good to be back in the, you know, in the host chair.
Heck yeah.
Damn right. Yeah. Like, you know, sorry about my absence last week. You know, I was just out, you know, visiting the edge of the playable map area in Skyrim and drinking from waterfalls.
I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. All
right. So, there's that. Excuse my absence. So, next on the show, we have Aeon.
Hola!
Wait. Yeah.
How y'all
great,
doing?
Great to have you on board again. Next on the show, we have Earth Power.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. So, you know, how's the lockdown blues gone to you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to not go insane.
Yeah, well, what can you do, hey? Yeah. Sanity's for the strong, anyway.
Yep.
And last on the show, we have No Dragons Please.
Hey, though. Hey, yo. I think it's what I meant to say, but I got a little caught up.
I don't know, man. Like, yo.
I was going to be tempted to sing the song
hey
for a second.
Let's just cross-wrap her off your prospective career list, huh?
I never had it on the prospective career list, so it's not even making it on there now.
All right, so let's start with the items of the show, because 2020 is gone. It's done. Write it off your calendar. It is gone. Because there are no more events, no more cons. Nada.
And this is what really struck me, because when the pandemic first began, there was still a hope that some cons would either be postponed or we could still actually go to them. But recently, the largest convention in the world has just declared that they are being cancelled.
Correct.
And that is MFF.
Yes, Midwest Fur Fest, you know, the number one convention in terms of, you know, attendance figures and so forth. No. They said no. Cut it. Come coronavirus, please, yeah. Right. Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, I knew for the longest time that the moment they cancelled, every convention all the way up from the moment they cancelled to December would, you know, die as well.
Right. Now, mind you, this convention, Midwest Fur Fest, is supposed to take place during December 3rd to the 5th. Well, this year. But now they're going to reschedule it for the same time next year. That's a long time.
I know. And here's the thing. We are, at this point in time, it is July, and we are ways away from December. I would think, you know, in terms of what, you know, cancellation time, most cons and all that would have taken at least a 3-month buffer period.
You know, I just think BLFC tried to do that.
Right, like, I know, like, most of the cons ever had a 2 or 3 month buffer period, you know, just to evaluate the current situation and see if it's feasible or not.
Well, I know here, Denver Pop Culture Con tried to do that for a little bit, and then basically just was like, oh no, it's not going to change by November. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I miss conventions.
So do I.
Me too. And I had one last convention planned for this year, which was New Year's Furry Ball, which takes place, obviously, December 31st to January 1st.
I'll get to that kind of about now, yeah.
They closed that down, too. Literally the day after MFF did. And that's where the domino effect comes in.
Correct. Like, I mean, yeah. Like I was saying, you know, I mean, if Anthrocon was a thing, our Midwest Fur Fest would literally be the thing that kills all the cons for 2020. Hmm. It's scary how this works, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, yeah.
But yeah.
So this was. Yeah. Okay. So this is their announcement. Would you like to read it or?
Midwest Fur Ball. The safety of our attendees and the staff of the Embassy Hotel are our top priority. Due to the rise of COVID-19 cases in the country, we have decided to make New Year's Furry Ball a virtual charity event this year. This decision isn't one we wanted to make, but our staff feels it's the responsible one going forward. We thank you for your support and understanding, and forward to join our upcoming live streamed event and the next physical NYFB at the end of 2021.
Wow, that just happened yesterday or 2 days ago. Oh my goodness. You know, I really thought that would be like the last holdout, because it really is. Like, it's literally the last day of 2020.
I know. I was thinking, you know, Midwest Fur Fest would have been it, but wow, to call it in this early. I mean, if, you know, had they have held out for at least 1 or 2 months, I'd have understood. Like, okay, this is expected. They're about to feel the heat a bit more, but ouch.
Yeah. It's also not the only one that canceled because of MFF. Unfortunately, another one, FC, also was canceled. And but that was...
Even Fernal Equinox canceled as well.
Oh, they did?
I think they were the first... If I'm correct, like, they were the first to call things off, like, just after Dinger. And, you know...
Well, now it's official. They were talking about trying to bring it back, but ever since the flare-up was going on, you know, why would you want to risk it? Why take the risk at this point?
I'll show you. Like, the further confusion, like, we regret to announce our further confusion if we will not have a physical con in 2021. And, you know, the scary part is that this has essentially bled over to 2021.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
Wait, so their convention was supposed to take place in 2021?
Yeah, January 2021, mind you. And we're like literally half a year away from that.
Oh my goodness. Is anything open at all? I don't think anything is.
I think everything's been closed at this point. Like,
yeah.
Even like the smaller conventions that happen in Denver have like basically already called it too. And those are ones that like not a whole lot of people attend, like maybe max 300. So.
Right. Well, same thing with Nier's Furry Ball. Usually about 400 or 500 people show up to that, I think. But like, it's not very big. But yeah, even they're making announcements. What about BLFC? Is that still open? Because I know they postponed it.
I know they postponed it, but you know, if they postponed it to something like, say, they postponed it to October, I think. But at this point, I don't think their outlook is going to be great.
Oh man.
Yeah, no. Sadly. That's the state of affairs we're rolling in.
So 2020 is canceled.
And part of 2021 apparently now as well.
Oh yeah. Well, we don't even know what's going to happen in 2021. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, dude, come on. We don't want the freaking Kung Flu to bleed over in 2021, because otherwise we'll have another year of losing our sanity.
I know. I'm already going crazy.
Everyone is at this point, right? Like, God. And I think, you know, kind of right, like... Yeah, so now I think if we're looking at, you know, all other things, I think now online events are pretty much the way of the foreseeable future. Keyword, foreseeable.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this, well, I mean, for a while, about virtual cons. But, man, I don't know about that.
I mean, it's just not the same, though. Like,
yeah,
I attended some virtual concerts, and it's just like, this doesn't feel the same as if I was like in person there with like a whole bunch of people like experiencing the music. We're just all sitting in our chairs, talking to people on the screen,
and you know, and you don't get the whole, you know, how do you do an online mosh pit?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good question.
It would be awkward as hell.
Just start moshing with your own computer screen.
Yeah. Like, shake,
and
shake.
And prepare to pay the bills to repair that shit.
Yep.
All that just to rock out.
I feel like it might be easier in VR if you're around other people in the same VR.
Maybe VR chat might be a nice alternative concerning Corona, but not everybody can afford a VR headset, you know?
Yeah,
they are kind of expensive. Yep, at least if you want, like, a decent one that's not going to have... basically latency issues or any other kind of issue.
Yeah. So, yeah, wow. But... I guess that's it then. As soon as MFF went, all the dominoes fell.
I know it's tragic, but you know what? Well, though, sometimes there might be a few good coming out of it.
I hope so. Oh.
Wait, what happened to Jolt?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he popped out for a second. But yeah, that's a good point, though, because, like, I mean, well, I don't know if it's a good point that, like, something good can come out of this. Maybe something can. I'm just not entirely sure what that is.
I mean, so Natsu might have the idea for online mosh pits, though.
Oh, yeah.
The rabbit.
DDoS everyone.
There you go.
Yeah, like, speaking of DDoS stuff, like, you know, it's so funny because now that you mention it, you know, as of late, I just woke up to the news that Cloudflare, you know, went out of service temporarily, and look at that.
People are freaking that all of Discord is unable to be used, but here's the thing. Discord on my end, it's still running. So, how the fuck is it still running if Cloudflare is down?
I think it's back up now. Like, Discord is, at least.
Discord, I mean, this was when everybody was freaking out. How can it be done that quickly, dude?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, but, you know.
Yeah.
But the whole Cloudflare thing is a whole story of its own, because, you know. It's just, it's literally, you know, the only thing that dominates the DDoS protection market. No competition.
A monopoly, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, it's Stinger, you know? But other than that, though,
MFF, though, like, that really, that's really crazy. Because, again, like, their convention is supposed to be in December. And that's going to be, what, a year and a half away?
And I think, you know, they're expecting about maybe 11,000, 12,000. They would have expected 11,000 to 12,000 attendance-wise this year had it happened. But,
oh, yeah, you're right. So they probably planned and budgeted for that. And now, with all international flights and, you know, the situation.
Not to mention, like, venue hire, you know, Hyatt Regency and the Donald E. Stevens Con Center.
Right. So I wonder if there's, like, any, like, government orders that are also preventing cons from even happening.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I know that's the case for Colorado. A lot of it is due to restrictions on how many people max you can have in a place.
Right.
Yeah. That seems like a big liability if you
I
don't
think, yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, the most optimistic would say, like, 500 max, but who's going to run a con with 500 unless you're, like, a small timer?
Small indie company.
And this is MFF we're talking about. Like, come on. No. That you can't do that.
You're right. I know. I had fun times of MFF. You're right. You know, Inu. Yeah, you were there when it was all right in 2018. Long lines. I was there in 2015. Long line. But still.
2019, before the virus. Deus Vol Crusader in the long line.
I know, like, and you know, and everybody's just out there, you know, long retro line. Holy, you gotta organize your priorities, right? The you know, MFF's notoriously long registration line is a big problem you don't want to deal with. So, yeah, stay clear of that. But yeah, anyways, though, so I say we shall move on to the next item. Because, you know, I say let the furry thing be a bygone at this point in time. Hey.
Well, rest in peace, 2020 furry cons.
You shall not sad be forgotten.
Sad yiffs all around.
Yeah.
Whimpers.
Right, so let us move on to the next item. And it is about Disney World.
Yeah,
look at that. They went to close after all this corona, you know, this kung flu mess, and now they're trying to reopen again. Funny business, isn't it?
Oof.
Now, they just opened, what, a week ago?
2 weeks ago, I think, at this point.
Okay. Oh, but this is in Florida, though. And Florida's not looking so good.
I mean, that's probably one of the only few Disney worlds that would be open. Like, Anaheim, California would not be it.
Yeah.
Like, all things considered. But, yeah. But just look at
so
it, though.
I wonder...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that tweet with the coffin.
upcoming Disney World ride just got leaked. Hey, you know.
For those of you listening on Stitch or Podbeam, that was a picture of a coffin with a Mickey Mouse on it.
The coof.
Yep. That sounds about right, but you know. But look at them, though. There's been all sorts of reactions to just for them doing this. Like, and I'm sure you may have heard on the wire as well, you know. Did they? And now they're basically saying, you know, you must now wear a mask to be at Disney World, like, nonstop.
Right.
Right. But that makes sense. I mean, almost everywhere else is requiring you to wear a mask at this point.
It does, but, like, have you seen the videos from Disney World right now? Because it looks really weird. Like, I wouldn't want to go to Disney World if you have to wear a mask on a roller coaster and stand, like, 6 feet apart from everyone. It's not the same.
Right. No, I haven't been in a couple years, but I agree. It would be awful.
I know.
Like, you have all the cast crew and all the staff and stuff with, like, their face shields on and gloves, and it's like, it looks like some post-apocalyptic weird, like, no.
Like, imagine if, you know, the traditional novel amusement park were to reopen again, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, but you get the idea. I mean, and they're now saying, you know, Disney World will refuse to give guests their online on ride photos if they remove their masks and their face covering. No ride photos.
Ah, yes. So this is part of Disney's wonderful campaign for their image. If you're caught not wearing a mask on a roller coaster, they're not going to give you your photo. Because, like, they don't want it getting spread around that no one's obeying their rules.
I know, it's a total cluster, isn't it? Like, with all of this. Oh.
Yeah, this sucks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the rule. Disney World.
But, you know.
It reopened on July 11th. With new health protocols. Okay, like, I get, like, thousands of people work for Disney, so, like, across the world, but they have to bring it back eventually.
Yeah.
But just so everyone knows, Disney's not the first park to open. SeaWorld and Universal Studios were already open. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Disney is actually, like, among one of the last to open, actually, out of parks that have reopened.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but because they're so high profile, everyone's, you know, blaming them. But no, like, SeaWorld was already open for, like a month already. Universal Studios was open before.
Oh, wow.
MGM. Serious. Yeah.
But I mean, if you...
So Six Flags is the only one that's not open right now?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But because it's Disney, oh, wow, they get all the publicity.
I mean, that's kind of the Disney curse, right? Whatever you do, you have publicity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one of, you know, for... But, you know, here's another thing, it's because it's Disney. E! News says, another marketing idea from Disney. You have $20 ice cream, $50 pizza, and now you have the $150 Mickey Mouse Star Wars mask.
Yeah, collectible.
And the words of Abraham Lincoln. Oh, now you fucked up. Because nobody want to pay that price unless you're that crazy.
I don't know. And... But yeah, it's literally the 2020 special for, you know, for this sort of stuff.
I mean, honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, actually, so Disney is definitely already.
There better be some big people.
Disney's definitely already selling masks, by the way, because I totally just bought some, and they weren't that expensive. Like, I think it was maybe like $15 for 5 masks, so it's not like super expensive.
Oh my goodness! Like, oh. Speaking of side notes, I think we may have missed this, like, you know, some time ago and all that, but I know that Disneyland is in a little bit of, you know, a mess because, you know, one of their rides has basically been on some, you know, been on a mess. I'm sure you've heard of the Splash Mountain ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Splash Mountain.
Disney's, you know, Disney rides linked to, quote-unquote, offensive film.
What?
Yeah, just because the Splash Mountain, ride was, apparently considered quote unquote with the racist past.
How is Splash Mountain problematic? Oh, because of the song Zippity Doodah? What?
Yeah, the song from the South, isn't
it? Ironic that I was just talking to my mother earlier today about that. She still likes Song of the South, man. She grew up with it.
I love that song.
It's a classic, yeah.
It's a great song.
But it's still somehow racist, and no matter how hard they try to erase it, be it Amazon listings for it or Disney Plus, it's always going to find a way to come fucking back. You can't censor or fucking keep that shit buried. Look at what happened with Barbara Streisand when she tried to get one picture of her house for the California eroding coastline.
Well, also don't forget that when stuff gets banned, it has this novelty effect that just causes more people to seek it out.
Basically, the Streisand effect.
Yep, that's true.
It happens all the time with, when library... I don't know if you remember this, but back in school, there's basically banned books that libraries can't have because they're considered insensitive or offensive or stuff like that. But then it just causes people to, try and find those books because they're interested in, wanting to know why it's banned.
Kind of Catcher in the Rye.
Yep.
I mean, speaking of the same whole, to get back to the whole Disney thing, they're planning to replace the Splash Mountain ride with the Princess and the Frog.
Oh, boy. Really? Okay.
Yeah. You mean that failed remake?
Yeah, the 2009 version with the African American female lead.
That is just racist, tokenist racist right there, man. And they don't care. Because it's okay when we do it, but for anybody else to do it, we will deem it hate speech.
Yeah. I find it kind of ironic that they always use a token, African character when they need it.
Finn in Star Wars.
Right, but Splash Mountain, are they going to just get rid of the entire ride or just remodel it?
I think reframe it. And they said they're not going to put it up on Disney Plus, the whole, the whole song. The whole thing.
No, I mean the ride.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to retheme it.
They're retheming it into the Princess and the Frog.
Oh, God.
The retheme has already started, actually. Oh, but for that very outspoken minority, we got to make sure that we really appease them rather than the majority of people that come to Disney World who just come just to basically get away from everything and be like, yay, I'm happy because I'm in Disney.
Wow, just bend the knee to the woke mob.
I'm at least kind of happy. Imagine, after the acquisition of Fox, imagine what could have taken its place instead. If we got friggin' The Simpsons in Disneyland, ugh.
I actually think that would be, kind of funny, not gonna lie.
Yeah. They finally banned the Michael Jackson episode, and I remember seeing that episode a few months back before the banning.
I'm still pissed off at The Simpsons, though, with the Indian character, Abu, whatever, because he's not voicing the character no more.
Guess what? Addie Link Carr made an argument saying, oh, who is racist? And guess who he hired for his bootleg little thing about it? The actual voice actor.
Wow.
Everybody felt so betrayed. Even G-Man Lives, the PC game reviewer, was pissed off because nobody wanted to hear it because it wasn't hurting nobody.
That's fucked up. Yeah, that would piss me off too.
It's a cluster.
So,
so
you guys know, Disney lost over $1.4 billion over the last 3 months because of this lockdown.
Yep.
So, they are very, very desperate to keep their parks open. I don't think they're going to close down unless
the new Star Wars world. We've talked about how much money they're bleeding.
A lot.
Yeah, and it's from there. It's just only going to get even more and more, worse.
But that tends to be how Disney operates, though. Is they bleed a bunch of money for 5 or so years, and then they just all of a sudden become super rich again. That's just how Disney ends up working for whatever reason. I don't know why. I think because we're all brainwashed as kids.
But now there's a
pandemic. I think the only difference is
Yeah, that's true.
The only difference is I don't know if they're going to come back this time. That's the only difference.
Yeah, they might have to, it's going to be tough.
They might have to start selling off companies.
I don't know. Like, we might have to see who the buyers will be, though. We'll get back to that in a sec. Like, so far, you know, Disneyland is kind of open with, you know, again, with visitors to make reservations for each park online prior to admission, lowering the number of guests allowed in, reducing capacity on rides, various modes of transportation, and restaurants and retail stores. And temperature checks and distancing. Yeah.
Yes. So limited capacity on rides. That means much longer lines, but also less people in the park in general. Like, the parks were not meant to operate like this.
No.
Yeah, but you know what that means Disney can do? They can charge an arm and a leg for a ticket in now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actually doing that, but you know.
To compensate, they probably would, yeah.
They probably would, yeah.
They also did cancel a bunch of projects that they were working on to save money.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
Well, I mean,
Go on.
It's Disney. They cut a lot of shit just to do that, man. They gotta get their money's worth.
Yep.
Well, if you spent $4-something billion on a franchise, I would do everything in my power to try to get that back and more.
But let's think about it. Like, who'd want to buy some, you know, who would be the best buyers for some of Disney's properties? Like, let's think, you know.
Well, I know Fox would want to take it, some of their shit back, but they can't.
Just don't give them X-Men back, please. Don't.
I would, because what Disney's done after with Dark Phoenix, yeah, no, fuck that.
Isn't that technically still on Fox's end on that movie?
Not really, no.
No.
I mean, the Dark Phoenix controversy is crazy because, like, Fox actually was going to scrap the movie, and then Disney's like, but you already have the movie done, just put it out.
Oh, really? Okay, that's what happened? Okay, then
I'm that's what happened. It's like Fox finished filming, and they're like, you know what? This isn't a good movie. We should scrap all this and probably redo it. And
but Disney's like, no, man, it'll be fine. They quote the critical drinker.
Yeah, it's a skill Disney, then they don't know what they're doing.
I mean, they've kind of proved they don't know what they're doing with Star Wars, so guess what? Kathleen Kennedy has officially being fired! Lucas is having his day.
Yeah, I'm sure Lucas is fine. Probably upset, but
even Spielberg is pissed with her. You don't piss off the man you've worked for a long time, and she did that.
Yeah, and the fans too. So, what do you guys think of the images from the Disney parks? Like what it looks like there.
It's creepy. Like, I mean, you've seen, you know, everybody on rides with the masks on and waiting online.
It's spooky. Like, that I wouldn't want to go. And not just because I'm afraid of the virus. I wouldn't want to go because it's not like worth it, I guess.
Yeah, and then you got to realize too, where is the charm, the magic, and the thing of, you know, where are the costume performers?
I think the only thing that concerns me about this is what's going to happen, like with the, like, you know, the Six Flags Halloween event that they usually have every year. Because I've been to that once time before; it was pretty fun, so I enjoyed that.
That's right.
That's probably going to be canceled as well.
You know something? I went to Disneyland on Christmas Day 2015, and they had this Christmas parade just going on.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like just down the main strip of, you know, the Anaheim Disneyland.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they actually have already canceled Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Oh
really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they said that it would draw too much, like too big of a crowd of people who wanted to come, and they wouldn't be able to accommodate everyone who bought tickets, so they just canceled it.
Well, speaking of parades and what Disney's doing. You know how they typically have, like, in Disney World, like, the whole characters, like, on floats and stuff going by? Well, now they're doing it non-scheduled, so they don't draw as big crowds. Like, randomly, princesses and whatever will just come out and just walk down in like their own little parade, but like it's not really a scheduled event.
Oh.
So I didn't see that. Yeah, so like you can't even like schedule it.
Hmm.
I mean, they're still doing it, just randomly, I guess. If you're lucky enough, you know,
you might get a glimpse of it just in time. Hey,
yeah, little 7-year-old daughter wants to go see Cinderella. Oh, when is Cinderella gonna be here? Pfft, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe I mean, later. Like, yeah, like you know, you gotta make it makes you wonder where all the masked performers have been. Like you know, if they're staggering, then you know.
And all the big shows too. I also did hear that Disney is not doing their signature fireworks show anymore. At least not in Orlando.
That's correct. They are not doing the fireworks show until things seem to be slowing down.
Well, I know the one in Disneyland won't have, you know, the Disneyland in California won't have a fireworks show because the thing are mandated a fireworks ban. At least for Independence Day, but still.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was for, like, individuals. I'm not really sure what that was about. I think they just wanted to hate on America because they're evil liberals. That's probably why. But not for Disney, because they're a corporation, so that's different.
All right. So, in that case, yeah, I think that kind of wraps it up. Like, what do you think, though? Think about heading out into an amusement park anytime soon? Nah. Probably not.
Nah.
If it's going to be like that, no. Like, come on. It gets hot. Like, you have to be able to breathe properly.
Right. So, yeah, I guess that's that. We're going to move on to the next item on the list. Oh, boy. We've got some of, you know, I know some of you might love this series called the Warhammer series, but now they're in, you know, they're in quite a bit of a pickle at the moment.
Boy.
Right. Yeah. It's the dreaded P word. That's getting into the Warhammer universe.
Yeah. Why can we just not leave politics out of everything?
Yeah. I know, right?
Like, what the Warhammer community team did this after the whole George Floyd thing. Like, look at this. Like, read their statement here. Warhammer is for everyone. One of the great powers of our hobby is this ability to bring people together in common cause to build bonds and friendships that cross divides. We believe in the support of the community, you know, by shared values of mutual kindness and respect. Okay. Our fantasy settings are grim and dark, but that is not a reflection of who we are or how we feel the real world should be. We will never accept nor condone any form of prejudice, hatred, or abuse in our company or in the Warhammer hobby. We will continue to diversify the cast of characters we portray through miniatures, art, and storytelling so everyone can find representation and heroes they can relate to. And if you feel the same way, wherever and whoever you are, we're glad you are part of the Warhammer community. If not, you will not be missed. Wow.
Isn't there problems?
That's basically like telling you, if you have a problem with this, hey, fuck off, don't come back.
Isn't there problems with this, though? Because as far as I'm aware, there's never been, like, in the Warhammer universe, like, it's not, like, the gender of some of their models is not really showcased that much. It's a lot of it's mystery kind of thing. Like, the sex or the gender or whatever. Maybe I'm wrong on that front, but it seems kind of odd to me.
Now, this is just another one of those gaming companies trying to pander and jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's true.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know about the, and I know Warhammer's core demographic and its appeal to people. That's why I expected it to be one of the last bastions, say, from this sort of mess. But what I don't get is like the integrity of is probably Games Workshop, their parent. Like, I mean, I remember, you know, Wizards of the Coast, absolute worthless and gutless. You know, all that bad stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that was depressing.
Yep.
Oh yeah, the banning of cards. Yes, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. And you can't even find pictures of those cards anymore.
Hell, they even freaking censored a Godzilla card that had the name Corona in it.
Yes, yeah. Corona, false god.
King
Space Godzilla, Death Corona.
Oh, I was thinking Corona, false god. The 5-5 flying legend.
Oh, God.
But wow, so Warhammer. Okay. So, what? They just made this statement. Why? Did something happen? Right.
I don't know. Are they doing this with, you know, at the behest of Games Workshop? I think this is largely at the, you know, Games Workshop that's pulling all this mess.
Maybe, yeah.
And we already knew that Warhammer is for everyone. It's a freaking game.
Yeah.
It is for everyone, but in and of itself, without needing to make that statement.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know how it goes, right? Like, one company gets woke, they all get woke.
Yeah.
Because they think they can get money out of it. That's why.
Yep.
Are they think they can, like, kind of hide some of the... Not that this is going to Games Workshop, but in other cases, they think they can hide, like, their less-than-practical practices by saying, oh yeah, we support this.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so sorry. Yeah. Please don't come after us.
Yeah, it's probably like, you know, oh, we do shady shit, but let's not address that. Let's just throw that under the bus so we could pander to, you know, the wokeness or whatever.
Do you all know, like, that string of emojis where it's, like, the really sad face and then, like, the fingers pointing towards each other?
I think so.
I feel like that's, like, a majority of companies right now. It's like, oh, we're sorry, BLM Chan. We'll try and be better.
Seems pretty accurate, yeah.
That's so pathetic.
That is
don't even bother. Because when they make statements like that, they're just fueling the fire of division. No, just leave it alone. It'll pass.
You know, but here's the thing, though, with the Warhammer thing. I'm not sure which direction their franchise is heading at the moment.
What the hell is that?
It sounded like a doggo.
Yeah. Sounds like a dragon's
dogma. Notice me, senpai.
Oh, yeah, Dragon's Dogma, the anime. Okay. August 17th.
Wow, would you look at that? I never expected that. But then again, that was made by the Japanese.
Actually, it was announced like last year, but now we just get an official release date.
Mm-hmm. Ah, very nice.
Yeah, but so to get back to the whole
what gaming company hasn't gone woke yet?
Not that Capcom. Many, I'm afraid.
Hasbro.
I mean, Capcom has their own like strain of issues internally going on already right now anyway, so mostly relating to the Resident Evil franchise.
True. Oh yeah, because of what they did with 3 Remake and Resistance. That's making people a lot concerned.
Yep. And Capcom, if you're listening, release another Mega Man game, please. We've been waiting for who knows how long.
And just not another port of Zero or ZX, please. We already have enough with that.
And don't make the characters woke either, so yeah.
I mean, there's a whole issue going on with Mega Man right now too.
There is,
Well, yeah, so okay, so okay, short story. Back when Mega Man was made, it was along the similar lines of Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. People didn't own, like, the companies didn't own the characters. They just owned the intellectual property. So they owned the game, but the designer owned the characters. So that's a large reason as to why Mega Man has been so quiet lately, is because the Mega Man the creator of Mega Man's like, no, you screwed me over, Capcom. I'm not going to give you any more Mega Man.
Oh, that makes sense.
Was that Kenji Ifune or who?
I think, hold up, I'll look it up really quickly.
Yeah, please do, because I really, really dislike that fucking con artist right now.
Right. So while we're doing that, though, can you just... I mean, I want to get back to the topic of Warhammer, and what I want to say is that, you know, I don't know what direction they're heading into, because on that similar note, they've just announced, you know, a comic deal with... Yeah, wait for it. Marvel.
Yeah, I saw that, actually.
And knowing the state of Marvel's comics, you know, the comics industry is currently, you know, in free fall.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what's going on.
Like, I mean, it's not looking good. Yeah, you've had a couple of, you know, them trying to go pandering, and then, you know, them basically collapsing. Oh, this isn't going to work. Like, it was born dead, basically. Now this. Did they really have to tack the Marvel name in? They could have gone with, you know, some other independent publishers like IDW or Dark Horse and maybe gotten just as good of a product.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is that Marvel is the most well-known because of Disney. So I guess they're just trying to get the biggest name on it and hope it sells well, because there are people who are just like, oh, I'll buy anything.
But sadly, the reason I don't have full trust in Marvel is, is of course their ties to Disney and that, so on. And they've been, on the horizon politicking their properties.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot more, we can just dig into the rest of this, the Warhammer thing as well. Like, you remember when they said they were trying to diversify its cast and so on? And, from miniatures and so on?
Are they going to be changing their fantasy races like other games are trying to do?
I don't know yet. Remember, Warhammer has orcs as well. The people made an outbreak about the Dungeons and Dragons orcs. Now, the Warhammer orcs, not a good sign if they try that.
Let me guess, they're going to say the orcs are black people, like they did before.
See, that's, who's the real racist here? Is it the designers who made an orc monster? Or is it the guys who look at that and say, oh, that's a black person, that's racist? Yeah. Like, what? When I see an orc, I see a freaking fantasy monster orc. I don't think about race. That's not it.
I would argue the person who's assuming that they look like black people, I would say they're more racist, if anything. I don't see them as that. I don't even see any of the D&D characters as white either, or Asian, or whatever. I don't see any of that stuff.
I think the Warhammer thing is, I don't even see the whole race thing in the Warhammer element. Like, I know where they got the inspiration from. I really do. Like, Warhammer got, kind of wanted to basically make a futuristic, like, neo-Roman empire sort of deal.
So the side of Lord of the Rings, but in space.
Yeah.
So, Joel, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in that article, didn't it say that there was a popular YouTuber that
Arch Warhammer
started this whole thing? Yeah.
Because he's been receiving the short end of the stick thanks to Games Workshop and so on.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about him. He was one of the few that actually was calling out World of Darkness's bullshit for pandering. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2, then Werewolf the Apocalypse Earthblood. Now this. All of a sudden,
it's time to fight for our hobbies, yo. We're about to hit stage. I mean,
at the end of the day, they did just make a statement. As cringe and as pandering as it was, hopefully they don't have to change their game due to the mob.
One of the other reasons... Go on.
I was going to say, honestly, the only part of the statement that was, kind of screwed up was the, if you don't like it, just don't, just get out of here.
As the only thing, that's a good way to do...
Remember what happened with EA when they said that, with BF5. What happened? Nobody bought it except those who are so delusional for the series right now.
That's this is how not to do PR 101, man. Come on. Yeah. But, imagine this. To get back to the whole diversifying thing, I couldn't even give a toss about what race they were, because they were wearing all the Space Marines wore helmets and all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How can you even tell?
I know, right?
And why would you even care?
Right. It's a fictional world. Who gives a crap?
Right? who cares? My goodness.
Because, Avira, right now it's trendy to be woke.
Yeah.
And you gotta get some money.
Yeah. Oh, and don't get me started on the miniatures, too. Remember, one of the favorite hobbies of... One of the favorite hobbies of Warhammer people was painting miniatures.
I believe Dr. Evil said it correct. There's nothing more pathetic than an aging hipster, and that's what this is. Aging hipsters thinking they can get whatever they want.
Yep.
Oh, so long as big companies keep on bending the knee, they will.
Yeah.
I think you mean bending the back, because they're just taking it right now.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess there's, you know, there's still one more item, and this is just, this is why the news cycle was just, oh, it was on fire. I think you know what we're going to go launch into right now.
Oh, yeah.
The great Twitter apocalypse of 2020.
Bum, bum, bum.
And apparently,
all thanks to frickin' Bitcoin scammers.
Yeah. Like, you had all these big accounts, like all these verified accounts. Barack Obama, Kanye West, Elon Musk, Joe Biden.
And some of those people that are so political fell for it.
No, yeah. You see, there is something much bigger behind this. Look at the accounts that they hacked into.
Yeah.
Now imagine.
Yeah. Like big name accounts that have so much influence.
Right, so let's say if someone hacked into Biden's account, which they did, and they posted on his behalf, you know, asking for Bitcoin and stuff. But no, what if someone said, "Hello, it's me, Joe Biden. Due to failing health issues, I'm dropping out of the race." What if that happened? They could have said that. And then you get Obama, you know, a fake account, being like, "Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that he's dropping out." And then Elon Musk comes in. "Yep, I just heard Biden's dropping out." Then it's like, this could cause major destabilization. It's not just about a Bitcoin scam.
Yep.
I feel like that was a distraction. Because Twitter is extremely vulnerable, and we have very high-profile people on here. Hell, President Trump has a Twitter. Imagine if someone posted on his behalf and made some crazy tweet. How would you know?
You wouldn't, actually.
That's true.
No.
You wouldn't know, yeah.
There is some theories about what happened here. Either it was a Twitter employee who gave the codes to someone. They don't know who it is. But this is looking like a coordinated attack. So the whole theory goes like, well, this happened the day after Trump signed a bill about Hong Kong, how he's going to, you know, go after Chinese Communist Party officials who are suppressing the rights of the people of Hong Kong. And then the Chinese Party said, well, we're going to retaliate. And then the next day, Twitter was hacked, like the biggest hack literally ever.
Wow.
This is crazy. What if this was China? I mean, they have the means to do that.
It could be.
We never resolved the World War III story arc earlier this year, so maybe we had it wrong. Maybe it wasn't with Korea. Maybe it's with China.
Maybe you know, his.
It was never with Korea. It was never with Korea because Kim Jong-un's too much of a bitch.
Well, I think Korea did hack Sony. Because of that
movie. Yeah, but they're just too pathetic. I mean, if they were to get into a full-scale war with the United States, they would be annihilated.
Right, but that's not really what happened here with Twitter. I mean, my goodness. I mean, okay, so when this happened, after these very high-profile accounts were spewing out this, oh, donate Bitcoin and I'll give you double back and all that distraction kind of stuff, Twitter responded by blocking every single blue checkmarked like official account from tweeting at all for like 6 hours.
Wow. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy, right?
Wow.
Like they were afraid that, you know, I mean, it could cause massive destabilization. Like if Elon Musk, you know, if someone hacked his account and made a post about something, he could lose like billions of dollars in Tesla stock, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% true.
There was a hack that they lost $160 billion or something crazy. Like, I think Apple did. I might be wrong about this, but I did read a story about that. I don't think it was this hack. It might have been another one.
I think most of those other things would be related to, you know, customers' credit card details and accounts information and so on. But...
Right. But about this Twitter thing, here's another really scary thing. So whoever did this, or whatever entity did this, they obviously had access to these very high-profile individuals' accounts. What do you think is the first thing they did? They probably checked their direct messages.
Probably,
imagine getting a private conversation, like, of Obama's tweet, like his Twitter, or Elon Musk talking to like his investment buddies on Twitter. Like, imagine that kind of information. That's freaking powerful, man.
That is pretty
powerful. I mean, I'll get that. I think I might shed a bit of light into this mystery as well. Like, apparently Twitter hacked. Employee allegedly sold personal information to a hacker. A Twitter employee sold an admin tool to a hacker that gave them access to sensitive data, including DMs, passwords, email addresses, credit card information.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was probably someone from the inside that sold it to someone.
That's crazy. From the outside, yeah.
And I think, and they, you know, and, Uber... and a lot of the time, though, most people don't seem to realize that a lot of the hacks, you know, it's not actually brute force from an external power. It's that most of them are inside jobs.
Yeah, like 95% of quote hacks are actually just from the inside, whether it be phishing or stuff like this, where Twitter employees
this might
sell.
Have been coordinated. We're like, what if they sold it to a government official from some outside entity? Like, how are they able to do all this? And look at who they hit too. Like Joe Biden of all people. Man, I think this whole Bitcoin thing is just a distraction. They probably wanted to get.
Well, I'm going to be blunt, like I said, man. I mean, some of those people who are very crazy for Biden to win right now, they actually fell for that. You know, and they thought they were getting their money back, but that's what you idiots get. I mean, when an account starts linking that shit, the number one thing, as Count Dankula would say, never fucking do that. And what did you do? You fucking did it.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if this hacker, you know, instead of posting a Bitcoin thing, they went onto Donald Trump's own Twitter, and he announced, "Yep, I'm going to war with China tomorrow. We're going to drop some nukes." What do you think is going to happen then?
China dropping nukes on us. Crazy.
Yikes, guys. Like, that's and then they also get, like, Obama to agree, Elon Musk, like I said before. But, like, even that's even crazier. They could do that. So I don't know if Twitter is, like, very secure. If this was just some random guy in his basement, that might even be a little worse.
You know,
like, anyone could.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, you know, this is just as much a story about Twitter's incompetence and all that, and as well as, you know. Yeah. So I suppose, you know, the bottom line is, in this case, is if you ever stay, you know, get, you know, bail out of Twitter as fast as you can. Just stay away from it.
Yeah, that's why I don't use it all often.
Yeah.
If at all.
And you're right. Like, just to answer questions.
I mean, between the social justice warriors and now this hacker problem, you also got freaking people who defend The Last of Us 2 so viciously. If you were to even call it out on its bullshit on one tiny subject, they would just start calling you fucking man babies.
Okay.
Now, where have we seen that fucking before?
Yeah, I know. It's sure. Everywhere. So, yeah, just a bit more light on the story. You know, hackers that tell the story of the Twitter attack from inside. Yeah. Gee, you know, inside job, right?
Wow.
They probably sold this info to China, though. I think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently it's like, two guys who chatted on, apparently, like, New York Times is saying two guys who chatted on Discord, you know. So,
yeah, I saw the screenshots of what this tool actually looked like to hack into it.
Yeah, like, you were able to see, you know, an account name, like, in the suspend, you know, status, like, verified, unverified, suspend, ban. So, yeah.
They also had an option for blacklists.
And shadow bans too.
Yep.
This confirms the shadow ban theory that freaking Jack Dorsey was lying. He said, there is no such thing.
Yeah,
Now this is just confirmation of such a thing.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably sweating bullets now. Now knowing this information's out.
Yeah.
But,
also that his systems are that vulnerable. It shouldn't be like that. One person should not have that amount of, you know, sway over the website. Because it's basically become the public square now. You know, places like Twitter, Facebook, social media. That's like the public forum, if you will.
Yeah.
Twitter is pathetic. Facebook is pathetic. Fuck Facebook. They killed Mixer and now they're harvesting it for themselves.
All right. Well, you know what I meant.
And Reddit is a joke as well. The moderation on it is a joke.
Reddit is used as a study for people with God complexes.
No. if you don't agree with them, they could downvote you, your post to hell. So
that's the god complex. They think they're god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use Reddit. Oh well.
Hmm. I mean, if only you had a similar ish situation as well, like as akin to Twitter.
Do we have any live comments? Any questions?
Here and there too. Just a few questions to answer. Toonie says, people donated Bitcoin to them? Yeah, of course.
Yes. Actually, they donated a sum of around $100,000.
Yeah, they donated hundreds of thousands of them, high levels of BTC. Yeah, and there were, a lot of transactions going on.
Because Obama said, "Oh, give me Bitcoin, and I'll donate some to this, and I'll give you back."
I'll double your money,
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know, the whole doubling your Bitcoin thing is the most classic trust scams.
But Obama said it, right?
Even Biden said it, so that's when the political freaks fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
That's right. I mean, Obama and Biden are telling me to donate Bitcoin. Wow. Good. Thank you. Yes.
And then 10 minutes later, where the hell's my money?
Right. Yeah. Sucker fooling his money.
A sucker is born every minute.
And, and the whole trust thing, this is why if you're a Bitcoin owner, you stay away from the whole, people that say, doubling your Bitcoin on Twitter. Just stash it in your wallet and sell when the prices shoot up. That's it.
Oh, I know. But, even smart people would be like, if they didn't know there was a hack going on and literally the former president and the current nominee for president is saying this, that's very convincing.
Yeah.
I mean, Elon Musk, did Elon Musk say the same thing or is he talking about something else?
I think the whole, they made the same post across multiple accounts. I mean,
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wow. Remember, Elon Musk is saying the same accounts, thing? Wow. Yeah.
Apple, Kanye West, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, didn't Uber do that too? I think they hit Uber.
But still.
They hit a lot of accounts.
Yeah, 130.
Wow.
That's nuts. Yo, this is not one person. There's no way one person did that. Hacked 130 accounts. Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Maybe they did, remember? Somebody, an insider got the access to the tools.
Right, but 130 all at once, though? And even if they did get the tools, there's still a two-step verification, which they would need, additional resources to actually break into.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a state...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too conspiratorial here, but something's fishy about this.
But something, though? Why do you think, even with all the whole doubling finger, why do you think, that thing would be akin to, the closest thing you could get to a Bitcoin casino? Not that they exist in the real world, mind you, but still.
Well, I'm sure they probably exist on, the dark web or something.
Yeah, you never know. It's not casinos say, only accepting BTC. Must have that, to enter this casino. Or 0.00001 to fire up this slot machine.
Oh, what is it, 1/1000th of a penny?
Oh, actually, so here's a fun fact. I know for a while you could be paid on Twitch in Bitcoin.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Freaking wow.
Cool. I have some Bitcoin. I mean, I used to use it 4 years ago. It just sits there. I mean,
at that point, you'd probably just, sell off the coins and whatever have you, hey?
I mean, I thought it was going to be a really new currency because, different. I don't know. It's kind of just a stock at this point.
Yeah, that's a lot of the cryptocurrencies at this point.
Dogecoin.
God.
Dogecoin.
God, thing out there. Just to wrap this all up, though. Jesus. I remember I suggested you guys Raider coins. Oh, my.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
I mean, just imagine, too. Imagine if furries created, they tried to get, the whole crypto game. Imagine that, the cringy. I know the cringy would say Yifcoin.
Yifcoin.
Oh, no.
It's Bitcoin, but for sex.
Oh man.
I'm surprised the weebs didn't make Uwu coin.
Yeah, that's true.
You buy a hentai gallery, you must buy, 0.0 whatever coins to get this picture high resolution.
Because we say so, and you have no choice in the matter.
How does one even go about making a coin? Like, I don't even know.
You mine it off computer hardware.
Yeah, you need some crazy stuff for it. I'm not sure how blockchain works. But...
I mean, if you're a gamer, you actually hate Bitcoin because it made all graphics processors go up exponentially.
I remember that happened in 2017. Yep. Yeah.
I heard about that. Oh my good. Yeah, that was when.
Everybody was holding the GTX 1060s and shit.
Yeah,
the
RX.
Well, because they were using half their computer power to just to calculate, on the blockchain and just download Bitcoin. What is it?
Yeah,
like,
well, when FPGAs died out and graphics cards were a hot new mining thing, then yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Bitcoin mining, like, it cost, oh my goodness, like, so much RAM to do that.
Mm. But yeah, wow, look at that. I guess that is that. What a news week, won't you say?
It's been a crazy news week.
It's definitely been rather bonkers, I will say.
And judging by the notifications I've been getting even throughout this, it's going to be a crazy one next week, too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Get the beer.
No, yep. I'm not going to hold your beers for you. You can hold your own beer. All right. So who's going to wrap up, though? Let's wrap things up, huh? Who's going to start? One at a time. Do you think? Yeah, what do you think? A little closing statement, if you will.
Well, all I can say is the 2020 arc is far from over. Everything's completely still going to the, how can I put this, batshit lunacy that we've had at the start of the goddamn year. And it's showing a little bit of stoppage, but also a bit of flare-up on and on. It's like a crazy ex-girlfriend trying to dictate to you how your wedding should go, and then leaves you alone, and then just comes back 10 seconds later.
You know, in modern parlance, we have a word for that. It's called Karen.
I saw a Karen in a video because she wouldn't wear a face mask. The store wouldn't let her in, and she was just charging the door like a zombie.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, like a 28 days later rage infected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, joy.
Yikes.
All right.
Oh, thanks guys for having me again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great to have you.
And, and companies, if you're listening to this, if you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, take the example of that and don't do a games workshop.
Yeah. That's true.
But, yeah, and now, no dragons, please. Got anything for us?
Yeah, so everybody just, be careful. Take care. Lots of crazies in the world. Wear a freaking face mask so that we can actually have conventions again.
Yeah, if the whole face mask con hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah. And cosplayers with masks. Because.
I mean, I know a lot of, League of Legends skins, they have masks on, the actual skins already. So, if you just do a cosplay of that, there you go.
Well, they have giant glasses for fursuits? Eventually, they're going to have giant face masks for fursuits, too. I can't wait to see that.
That's Maskception. Fursuit head, a mask under your suit, and a mask over your suit.
Yeah,
how much more mask can you get?
Wait. Last time I was on, didn't I say you're going to wear your fursuit, then you're going to wear a hazmat suit over the fursuit, then you're going to wear a space suit?
No. You need a walking bubble.
And then you need the walking bubble to complete it.
All right, guys. This week was pretty gnarly. A lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm very upset to hear about the cancellation of the last conventions that were the last bastions holding out. Who knows what's going to happen next year? But I don't know. I just hope everyone stays safe and hope you had a great time listening.
All right. Oh, Avira?
Yes.
Live comment.
Oh, what the bonkers, Rabbit? Come on now. Come on.
Okay.
What did he say?
You can now die happy. We've granted you a wish in this episode. Yeah. You can now die happy. All right. So this has been one fantastic story week. Wow. So once again, I'd like to thank you all for listening to tuning in. If you made it this far, we enjoyed making this for you guys, for your entertainment, for your curiosity, for your knowledge. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and we'll be looking into more platforms in the future, so you'll have no shortage of where to find them.
But not Twitter.
Yep, indeed not Twitter, because they have no stream service. So, this is us signing out for the week. Farewell, and until next time.